Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
The focus now in terms of the COVID-19 fight is on nursing homes, and the governor has changed policy in his briefing yesterday.
That's right. The governor yesterday announced a new policy in which hospitals can't discharge a COVID-19 patient to nursing homes. This is a bit of a reversal from the directives handed down in March when New York was still very much on the upswing in cases and was before the peak. The governor at that time had said no nursing home could refuse to accept a COVID-19 patient. At the time, the rationale was they were concerned about overflow at hospitals. They weren't sure what the peak was going to be, where they're going to be people crowded out. Nursing homes had protested at the time saying this was going to be a bad situation, but they were forced at that time to take patients. We've now seen hundreds, maybe thousand cases inside nursing homes, and it's brought calls for investigations. The governor's health department and the AG says they are going to team up on one, but there are also a number of legislators that are saying, no, this isn't good enough because you're having the health department, in a sense, involved in investigating a directive that it had carried out back in March. So Senator John Flanagan and others are calling for an independent investigation. And you're also seeing protests show up outside of nursing homes. There was a rather large one in Islip on Long Island yesterday from relatives who have loved ones in nursing homes and are concerned about them.
You also have the economic impact, of course, on the state, and we're expecting a monthly cash report on the 15th.
That's right. The 15th of the month is about when the state usually gets the monthly cash report. Often that's to no great fanfare, but this time it's different. This time, once the governor has the cash report in hand, per some emergency powers that were granted to him 2 months ago, he could now adjust the state budget on the fly, which would probably mean cuts to various programs. That said, I'm sure the governor is kind of waiting to see what the next card is to be played in Washington. There's talk of another financial aid package, which might include more direct help to states, and that will certainly determine what the state does in terms of the budget. We reported this week that the state is asking for $60 billion from the feds and various types of aid to help cover the budget and other programs.
He's Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.